Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Treat cure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Another busy week of doing road shows. We appreciate you being a part of that as we go. I can't even remember what we've done all this week. Let's say hello to Josh back in studio. We see Josh one day this week.
Hello, Josh, back in studio.
Hello, fellas, out on site.
we've got a lot to cover. Of course, they're doing deals here at Fletcher all weekend, so we'll be hearing from Chris Ender and Frank Fowler.
Let's go in. That's
good question.
Put your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Thanks to Trey Schaap for setting up today.
Thanks, Trey.
Listen to From the Short Glass with Gustav.
Gustav,
what's his last name?
Marinara.
Montes.
Molasses.
Yes, the assistant golf coach up at Arkansas. Hey, got a lot to cover today. Of course, you had the big NFL draft last night. Got some things there to talk about. You got Razorback baseball against Florida tonight. You got softball. You got NBA action going on. You got a new recruit, Roger. I can already feel a song coming on. Josh, I was going to tell you, see how many songs we have in the system with the word boogie in it. Boogie Flan. It's going to be a hog.
Boogie Flan?
Boogie Flan, yes.
Flan.
Yes, Flan, correct?
Yeah, like the, isn't that like a Spanish dish, Flan?
I do not know. I do not know. Roger, do you recognize
Flan,
that as a
maybe is how they pronounce it?
I'm not sure, but it's Boogie. You got Boogie Nights?
I like it.
You got, what's a
Boogie Cousins?
Boogie, well, that's, yeah, not so much songs.
Oh, Boogie, Oogie,
Boogie Shoes, obviously.
Boogie, Oogie, Oogie.
Which one?
Boogie Shoes.
Boogie Shoes, yeah,
Boogie,
yes.
That's your main one. Boogie Shoes, Boogie, Oogie, Oogie.
I can see
get
it.
Down. Boogie, Oogie, Oogie, Oogie. Get.
So anyway, he had some amazing stats on that. Also, did you see yesterday, Jermaine Taylor's ex-wife, Erica Leak, is taking over at UAPB. She was a superstar basketball player, went to Louisiana Tech, and has been at Forest City, I believe, is where she was in high school. And they hired at UAPB yesterday, so that was
congrats.
That was a big deal. Got some crazy stories happening in Arkansas. You see that about the attorney?
Yes.
That robs.
Yes. And he took off on a bike.
On a bike. Yeah, and it's,
this dude's an attorney.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, this is he gets shot.
He's
trying to rob a Wells Fargo, whatever
yes.
it is.
And maces the guy.
Yes.
And then the guy shoots him.
At the ATM.
The guy shoots him. And then somehow there's a bike nearby, and he takes off, I guess, while he's bleeding.
He probably put that bike in a strategic location.
I know. Oh, it sounds like a movie.
It sounds like a Dumb and Dumber movie. I mean, because you just don't expect it.
We'll get to that here in just a second, too. We'll have Bo Mattingly on today. Yeah. He was in town last night. His son received an honor as the broadcast video editor of the year in high school. So he's sort of following in Bo's footsteps. So Bo came all the way down here for that.
Bo's mentioned him.
Yeah, and then Bo went back last night. But anyway, we'll visit with him at 7 o'clock. Danny West at 8:30. Got some recruiting news. Heather Baker in the 9 o'clock hour.
Show.
A couple other things. By the way, last night, I know you were over at Mainline Sports Bar. A great turnout over there.
I think so. Great turnout. Great
time.
Crowd. Jay, Justin Acree was there.
Yeah, about that.
He came out, met some folks out of Heber. Quite a few new people that were there. So we look forward to more days down at Mainline. It's a great time.
The other thing last night was Darren McFadden.
Yeah,
last night at the Wolf Street Foundation fundraiser. Record crowd. No surprise to see Darren, and I'm telling you, he absolutely knocked it out of the park, Roger.
Right.
For a guy that's been in the sobriety community for only about a year, everything that he said, I was watching Jessica, who's been in that community because of people in her love lot.
Sure.
Love lot, family.
Huh?
Yeah, sorry about that. In her family, rather.
Is there something you need to tell me?
And then all the other people there that have been in that community.
Well, for both the addiction and the support of with the Al-Anon folks.
All of it. Yeah,
absolutely.
I watched them move their heads. What he was speaking, saying the phrases that you would normally expect to hear, and it wasn't like he memorized this. He was just speaking from the heart of somebody, because we got to learn a little bit more about his sobriety. I didn't know if he just said I'm quitting,
right,
and didn't need any help, but no, he went through the process, detox, and outpatient people.
Some can without
that's
it,
right,
go but, cold turkey, but some need a little help.
Yeah, and that
good
crowd, that crowd there was a crowd that was there to help. And he goes, that's the main thing. He said, if I'm doing this in front of a lot of people. If you're out there struggling, don't be ashamed to ask for help. If I'm a guy who achieved this success, and I can ask for help, and it was really...
He achieved it while he was struggling.
Yeah, that's right. And Laura Monteverdi did a good job of interviewing him, and I think they had a record night for raising funds.
Good deal.
So anyway, I was really proud of him. I tell you, that's, you know, for a guy like him to want to come out and do that. Remember, that morning we were at Alcoa in Sheridan, and I'd read that post that morning. And
is that
I thought,
where we heard it?
And I remember texting Darren. I said, you mind if we talk about this on the air? And I said, sort of started the journey, and then, of course, he had articles in AY.
Sure.
And anyway, did a great job last night, so I was super proud of him.
Good deal.
By the way, Chris Zender's here. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
How about you being here right at 6 o'clock?
I told you yesterday I was going to be here.
I know. Look at you. You look all wide awake and everything.
I am.
I don't know what to do with you and Frank. Last night, the draft was going on. It was interesting. Darren McFadden was with us last night. This is the first trivia question, Roger. Darren McFadden was drafted in 2008. Do you remember what pick he was? What round and what pick?
First round.
First round is correct.
20.
Oh, that was actually Felix Jones was number 20.
All right, I'm all over it. So Darren went first, and he was 17.
Darren was even better. Darren, if I'm
I was very confident myself.
If my memory is correct, tied for the highest ever a Razorback has been drafted. Number 4 overall.
Okay.
I think he tied Dan Hampton. I think Dan Hampton was number 4. There might have been one guy back in the... the 40s.
Am I like Bolo Johnson?
Bolo Perdue. Yes, and so so your team was, who's your team, Chris?
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, huge. So you picked up an offensive lineman from Oklahoma. You happy about that? Because you'd lost an offensive tackle to the Jets in free agency, so that was a must pick up.
I'll tell you, the Cowboys have drafted great for the last few years, for sure.
Yeah.
So we always need a lineman, you know.
Yeah.
If you can't get in the top 5 or 10. I mean, you got to get somebody.
He was a 2-year starter at Oklahoma, Josh. I'm sure since you're a Big 12 guy, you know who he is. I'm not familiar with this name. Obviously, he comes from a good program. That offensive line coach over there is an excellent coach. Josh got his guy. Remember, we talked about the LSU quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
The trophy. You should be happy about that.
It wasn't JJ McCarthy, so I was happy. I was very, very pleased.
It's interesting the stats that came up. The first time in the history of the draft, right? He had 5 in the first 10 picks.
You had six
overall,
6 in the first 12, and the big shocker was Michael Penix to Atlanta. That pick makes no sense. They just signed Kirk Cousins to a pretty big extension,
$180 million,
and they bring in a guy who's 24 years old who's had both ACLs repaired. And I guess they don't trust Kirk Cousins to be there, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that they bring him in.
I think the other one that sort of surprised me, Roger, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the list, is Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Bo Nix goes number 12 to Denver. So this is interesting, too. So, number 12 overall, tying the 1983 draft with 6 quarterbacks in the first round. So I was just looking back in 83. Can you remember who those three? They've had a 30 for 30.
Roger,
give me the three Hall of Famers from the 1983 class.
Yeah, they're right there.
They're right there.
They are. I see them right there. Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly is correct.
Yes.
Chris, you want to help him?
Jim Kelly, Elway.
Elway is correct. One more. Think way down south.
Way down south.
As south as you can get.
Marino
is correct.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
So those were the three in the 83. You also had Todd Blackledge, Tony Eason, and Ken O'Brien.
Does the Atlanta pick, it almost reminds me of the movie Draft. The GM just did whatever he wanted to do, and I saw the owner walk up to him. It didn't look like he knew.
Oh, is that right?
There's video of, I believe his name is Terry Fontenot, I think is his name. Explaining to Arthur Blank why he did what he did.
No way.
Yeah, it's really strange. Yeah.
Well, the other interesting thing is the camp for Cousins was not happy.
No.
So how do you not discuss those things and make them, you know, whereas now you see all this internal. Now it's not even internal. It's internal now, like external now. Everybody knows that they're not happy about that move. So
you know, you're either the smartest guy in the room or you're the dumbest guy in the room after that pick.
You know, in the Chicago Bears, I saw a stat, something about Chicago. Here it is. Caleb Williams, Roger, the third quarterback that Chicago has selected in the first round in the past 8 years. Can you name the other ones? The two other ones. Weird last name for one of them. The other one was just a few years ago. In 2021, he played for Ohio State. And they just got rid of him. First round, Justin Fields. So that was a Justin. But the one before that, Mitch Trubisky.
Wow.
And so the Bears, they have not been able to find the answer. I remember Justin Fields. Everybody was so excited about Justin Fields. And it, boom, it's already gone.
Hey, at the beginning of this last year, I mean, he was the man.
I know. It's amazing. And then New England started. They're hoping that Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina, can be the answer. You know, and everybody's looking for that. But the story was how many offensive players were picked. What was the final note? Was it 21 or the final total, Josh, on the number of offensive players out of the...
Yeah, I think I saw three edge rushers get taken, and then, let's see, had a couple cornerbacks in there, but I think it was in the low 20s. It was like 23, 24.
And, of course, did you, and Roger, by the time we got home, you got home from Hot Springs, I was able to watch Saban. I thought Saban was really good. Saban's going to do a good job on there. He's got so much knowledge about everybody. I just know he. I mean, he's going to be doing his deal with ESPN soon.
Is Lincoln Riley becoming the quarterback?
He's got to. Yeah. I'm sure he's had three. What is it? Three Heisman
Trophy
winners. Three, and then how many number one picks has he had? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy now.
Yeah, Baker, Kyler, Caleb Williams, and then, I mean, even Jalen Hurts. I think finished second in the Heisman voting. I think
that
one year in
Oklahoma. Yeah. I was thinking there was one other. Maybe there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but of course, you know, didn't have him on the field last year.
Right.
I did want to say, Chris, this is a weekend of sales for you guys. I know you got to push some numbers out, right?
Yeah, we're always chasing a number, and that helps the customer out. We're just trying to do deals. We ran a little promotion with Stellantis. They want to bring a little
Stellantis.
Yes, that's who owns us now, and they ran a little promotion to bring brand awareness. So they said, hey, if you'll loan some cars out to your customers in the service department, which we already do.
Wow.
And you get 500 miles on them, we're going to give you a big discount. So, like a leader ad. We just hit those 30 days and the 500 miles on about 12 of our units, and you can save an extra $4,000 on those 12 units. So, you know, every once in a while, I'll be walking in a gas station or a restaurant or whatever, and everybody goes, man, what's the interest rate? Y'all selling cars? We sell cars every day. We sold six yesterday.
Nice.
But right now, some of these $4,000 extra vehicles, I mean, that's a family member deal. That's when you call your family member and go, hey, it's a good time to buy. So I got about 12 of those vehicles.
Nice.
I've got some Chargers, some Grand Cherokees, and some Durangos and Challengers that all meet that. So if you're in the market for a Challenger, a Charger, a Grand Cherokee, you need to give us a call today. We got till Tuesday to finish these deals, but I'm talking about if you thought you were a little bit upside down, you want your sales tax paid, or you're fighting a payment. I mean, $4,000 is $8 a month, so you can get a really good deal, and I can take a lot of money off some Chargers.
And Roger, you and I will be trading in vehicles today. I've got the Jeep Cherokee that I'm turning in is a great vehicle too.
Well, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted customers to be able to drive some of these vehicles and check them out. And there's nothing that rides like a Grand Cherokee on the road. It's got every safety feature known to man, so you can pretty much. You don't want to text and drive. You don't want to be on your phone. You don't want to be distracted. But everybody pretty much is distracted at some point in time driving down the road.
Yeah, and, I've got to do.
I was driving to work today, and I got a little bit of a lift on my truck. And I could be wrong, but this lady was scrolling on Facebook, driving to work at 70 miles an hour. And if you don't have a safety feature to take care of you, somebody hits the brakes or does something, you could be in trouble real quick. But it's got what's called lane management. You can be driving down the road in these Grand Cherokees,
and it
keep you in the middle of the lane.
How crazy is that technology?
And if you don't put your blinker on like you're supposed to, it's going to kind of fight you a little bit.
I like the one, Roger, now with mine. I don't know if it where you're driving down the road and your brights just come on. And then they go off.
Thank you. Have you had anybody bright lights you thinking your lights are too bright?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm driving home all the time. I got my regular lights on, and people have flashed me, and I go, I just got LEDs. I can see everything, but I promise you I don't have my bright lights on because my vehicle will not let me drive with the bright lights on. It has automatic high beam control.
Yep. Which is amazing technology everything. You can't screw it. Like we talked about yesterday, you can't lock your keys in them anymore, let alone that. Now you can't.
Well, I need you to do a song, and you probably already thought about it with Boogie. What's the Boogie Woogie Woogie? You know that
get
song?
Down. Boogie Woogie Woogie Woogie.
Get down.
And there's another boogie too.
Boogie Shoes.
Yeah, they seem like
there's one on here that.
What a cool name.
I know. It's Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B.
Oh my gosh!
It's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B.
This kid's a 5-star. This kid's obviously a stud. This is what the Cal Effect does. But Roger's going to have opportunity, and you've got
Boot Scootin'
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about it.
Neither did
I. Does Cal know it's a requirement to come on the buzz if you're an Arkansas Razorback coach?
He should.
Well, think about this. You've already got Carter Knox with two Ks. And you've got Zvonimir? What is that? Is that right, Josh?
Zvonimir Avicic.
Zvonimir.
Is Carter with
Avicic?
A K?
What's that?
Carter
with a K.
We got to give him a nickname.
Yeah, this listen, these guys are all just, you know, like NBA dudes.
Does it start with a Z? Does his first name start with
Zvonimir
a Z?
Does, yes.
It's Zvonimir.
We call it Big Z.
Well, they've already started doing that.
Have they?
Yeah, they've already started doing that. The other thing is the Razorbacks play Florida. And now I want you to check out this guy if you can while you're working. The first game is tonight at 6, Zippy. His name is Jack Caglione. He's 6'4", and I saw an article today about Dave Van Horn talking to him, Rog. He said he got in the elevator with him. He said, man, you're bigger than I thought you were. I think they list him as 6'4". I think the weight is a little heavy. I think they have him like 250. He's probably about 230, 240. He is a huge dude. He hit 33 home runs last year. But anyway, he's picked to be the third overall player in the Major League Draft next year. And you know who number 6 is, Rog? He will face him tonight. Hagan Smith,
yeah.
The pitcher for the Raiders. So you got number 3 versus number 6 of the top prospects, you know, two of the top prospects in the Major League
Baseball. How common is it for an actual college baseball player to go that high? Because I always see them coming straight out of high school.
Some of them
that
do.
High.
Some of them do. Yeah, but you got a guy like this. You know, I mean, who knows?
Typically, pitchers will go. Yeah, Paul Skeens will go that high.
They're very valuable. But this dude is a bad dude. He is a... I mean, they're not as good this year. Florida isn't, but it'll be a good matchup tonight. The other thing, Roger, the other story about that is the weather. I think we're supposed to have pretty significant storms coming in today, right?
Well, that's why Zach was telling me. Zach was just telling me they may have a few thunderstorms around tonight's game. Depends on how long the morning storms stick around. And then tomorrow night, tomorrow should be good.
Oh, good for you there. Have a good
warm
Saturday.
And humid
yes.
On Saturday.
Well, you know, I talk to people and they go, man, it's going to rain the next 3 days. And then it rains for like an hour and it never rains for the next 3 days.
Yes.
You just never know in Arkansas.
A couple of things as we go to break. We got several of our days, you know, our national days. It's National Alien Day. If you believe in that, you believe in aliens or no, Zippy?
You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's something out there. I don't know if there's a bright green glowing man out there, but there's something out there.
Roger, what about you? Yes or no?
I can't say.
Yeah. Josh, yes or no on the
Alien? I believe the movie Alien is fantastic, and the movie Aliens is fantastic.
I can't wait to hear Frank Fletcher's answer to some of these. Also, National Get
Organized. Hold on. What about you?
I don't think there is.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there's something
All right,
out there.
You don't think there's any life beyond our own planet?
No, I think
no life in the entire universe. There's
Show me the proof. We've got telescopes
but aren't we
millions
proof?
Of years in the future?
That's not how that works.
We're implanting
the future.
We're implanting computer chips in people's brain now.
Well, show me proof, Josh.
But aren't we proof of life in the universe?
No, show me other proof. You didn't ask. You said other life. I just said show me some proof.
Yeah, but we're proof that there can be life in this universe. You don't think there's another planet somewhere else there's life?
Let's look at it like this. Is there life? Yes, there's some sort of amoeba on Mars.
Yeah.
You're talking about something that's walking around erect.
Intelligence life, yes.
Well, I don't know how smart the amoeba is.
We know all these planets. We see all these galaxies, but... We should be able to see life, but we don't see it. So
I hope you get abducted.
Now, the other is National Garage Day, which, Roger, you've got to work on your garage. I'm really disappointed because you're Mr. Organizer, and it's not organized. And so,
first of all...
You're not supposed to talk about a man's garage.
Mine's not either.
I'm 50%.
Yeah, I walked in, I was shocked.
Can you park your car in your garage?
My wife's car.
One.
Your wife.
One.
You know who parks in my garage?
Who?
My wife.
Yeah, sure.
The other side is I'm paying $70 a month for storage. And I'm just about ready. I'm sure Sanders Ground Essentials, that's who owns the storage place that I spend their money on. I can't stand it because I left the house with a shed, you know, that I built or bought.
Yes.
And I want a smaller one now. And Samantha needs to have a book sale.
Let me tell you, you got to get a monthly payment on these sheds now. I don't know if you've priced one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they've gone up. Big
time. Also, National Help a Horse Day. That's what Frank
Fletcher. He said horse.
That's what Frank Fletcher does.
Help a horse?
Help a horse day. National Jason Day. Want to hear your favorite Jason? National Pretzel Day. In or out on pretzels? Yes.
Of course you
yes.
I like the I think it's dots. Is that what they call them? Is that technically a pretzel? It's a pretzel stick.
I like the bigger pretzels, like you get at Mainline.
I like those now. It's the starts with an S. Snyder Rods. Mm-hmm. I like the pretzel rods.
Josh, yes or no on pretzels?
I'm a pretzel nugget guy. I like hummus and pretzels.
Okay.
And I also have the little pretzels with peanut butter in them.
Yes.
Those are good.
I love
them.
Last couple ones, Stop Food Waste Day. We'll ask Frank about how he manages waste with his restaurants because he has so much food. Last two, National Hairball Awareness Day.
Hairballer?
Hairball. Exactly. Yes, that's where the cat's at. And last but not least is Remember Your First Kiss Day. Don't give me, but do you, without saying when, do you remember when it was, Zippy, off the top of your head?
I do remember.
All right, Roger, do you remember? Because we'll come back and talk about it later.
Yeah, I believe I do.
Josh was just a few years ago.
Let me tell you, it was awkward.
Yeah, was it a thing of beauty? Mine was.
Mine was.
She was, but I wasn't.
Roger said this is
the best. We're still friends today.
I can't wait to hear Frank Fletcher. We've asked him a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's ever told us who his first kiss was or where it was. We'll come back. If you would be a part of the show, it's the D3 Auto text line, 661-1037. They got deals to make here for the next few days here to Fletcher, so take advantage of them. It is 6:30 here at Morning Mayhem.
Coach Kevin Kelly joins the Zone each Wednesday, presented by Woodrock Athletic Club. The indoor pickleball facility is now open. Join the club today and save 30% off joining fees.
This is SportsCenter.
The run on quarterbacks came fast and furious last night in the NFL draft. Six quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks of the evening. First, it was Caleb Williams going to the Bears at number one overall. Then LSU's Jaden Daniels, the Washington Commanders at number two. North Carolina's Drake May went to New England at number three. At number eight, the big shocker of the night after signing Kirk Cousins this offseason, the Atlanta Falcons drafted Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with that number eight pick. At number 10, it was Michigan's J.J. McCarthy, who went to Minnesota. And then at number 12, it was Oregon's Bo Nix, who went to the Denver Broncos. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Get the inside scoop from the hill when Homer's Ace Hardware presents Arkansas second baseman Peyton Stovall on 103.7 The Buzz. Every Tuesday, Peyton joins Roger, David, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. They'll talk college baseball and whatever else comes to mind. It's Peyton Stovall every Tuesday morning with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz. Made possible by Homer's Ace Hardware. Need help? Ask Homer at any of locations, Searcy, Beebe, or Cabot.
Roger Scott, here to talk to you once again about Sanders Ground Essentials. You know, I've had the fellas, Kent and Kyle Sanders, treating my lawn for years now. So here's my tip for you, and you can thank me later if you like. If you live anywhere in the Central Arkansas area, now would be the time for you to have them come out to your house as well. Whether it's to help you have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood so that you can be the envy of all your neighbors, much like I am, or to help you eliminate those nasty, pesky, disease-carrying mosquitoes. That's right. Did you know that mosquitoes love to breed in places like a lot of shade, plant life, as well as standing water? In fact, you don't necessarily even have to live near a body of water to have a mosquito problem. However, Sanders Ground Essentials can come out, spray your yard and around your house so that this year you'll be able to enjoy that beautiful outdoor space around your home and not have it ruined by mosquitoes. So start making your yard the envy of the neighborhood again like mine is, and call my friends at Sanders Ground Essentials today at 501-315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials, let's get growing.
Red tape. One in three businesses will get caught up in it, and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com to learn more.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen.
This place is sus.
Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did.
Winning. Dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sports
winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
All right, this is the first Boogie song in honor of Boogie Flan.
It's the second one.
We went out with Boogie. Oh, we did.
Yeah, Boogie
second song.
Yeah.
Thank you. And who is the group that sings this, Roger, you know, off the top of your head?
Give me the initials, Josh.
Okay, hold on, I'm trying, because there's a couple of...
Sure.
A-T-O-H.
A-T...
Oh, my Lord. I thought it was a weird name.
H. A-T...
I'll give you a hint. The A is just the word A.
A...
A blank of blank.
A taste of honey.
Yes.
Boom. I knew it was a weird name. This is Boogie Oogie?
Yes. Boogie Oogie.
Josh, mark the tape of yourself there. Boogie Oogie. We are here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep awaiting the arrival of the one and only Frank Fletcher. You just told us something pretty cool. You hit a hole-in-one this week.
I did. I hit a hole-in-one. It was
nice.
A bucket list moment.
Wow, very cool.
There's no other feeling if you've ever played golf. It's so hard.
Okay, did you take the ball and put it away, or did you keep playing with it?
So I played with it the next hole, and here's the scary part.
It was
over the water.
Oh, no.
So I hit it over the water, thank God, and I saved it.
Why did you do that to begin with?
I wasn't even thinking. It was like I hit 30 holes.
Still,
I was like, it ain't no big
cloud
deal here. So I took it out, and my buddy has he's a lot better golfer than me, and he plays all the time. He had one of these little markers. So I wrote hole in one, who I had it with, where I had it, what time
on
I
the ball?
Did it. On the ball. I put it in my golf bag, and I'm going to get it out of that bag, and I'm going to, Amazon.
You got a shadow box.
Yes.
Yeah, go to Hobby Lobby, get your shadow box.
But, man, it was a neat
deal. Did you keep the flag?
Deal. I wish I could have.
Well, listen, go back, get your plug in the soil, get all that.
So, you know, the bad thing, you get a plaque on the wall at this place. I did it at Rolling Hills.
Well, don't you, Julia? Trey Shapps here, and he's a Mr. Golfer. Isn't when you make a hole in one, you have to buy drinks for everybody in the clubhouse? Did you know that?
Yes. So, thank God the two guys I was with have to go pick up their kids after school. So, no drinking today. So, I bought a Gatorade and a water. And it got off pretty cheap. But I was excited. He said, man, you're going to get your name on the wall. And we go in there. Since I'm a guest and not a member, I don't get my name on the wall.
Is that right?
So maybe we can start a petition, as big as this show is.
Oh.
And you can call down there and go, I don't care if he's a guest or a member. You're going to put him on there.
You are deplorable.
I wonder if I take my own plaque up there and put it on the wall and notice.
You know what? Yes.
And the other thing, I was talking about Darren McFadden doing a great job last night at Wolf Street's big annual fundraiser. You said you had a connection with Wolf Street.
Yeah. A really close family member of us struggled mightily with addiction, and I know a guy named J.D. Skelton. I called him up, and which he runs Natural State, which is very similar to Wolf Street, and we got him in Wolf Street, and he's 14 months clean. He's finished all of his steps. He is now fighting the good fight. He is now a drug counselor, so when you come in, and you need to be detoxed or you need to be rehabbed, he's the guy that meets you and tries to show you what that program did to change his life. And it's amazing. People don't realize the amount of effort and what they do on a daily basis to rehab these people. It's not just 30 days and we're going to kick you on the street. I mean, they set him up in a place to stay.
Yeah.
Of course, he had to pay rent. They helped him get a job. They took him to all of his court dates, got his driver's license back. And let me tell you, a lot of this is just volunteer time for the people that do that. It's just unbelievable what addiction can do to people. They could be the best person in the world. This guy was the best person in the world for up until he was 36 years old, had a car wreck, got hooked on pain pills.
Yeah, very easy. That happens to a lot of people.
He was never a drug addict. He'd never done a drug in his entire life. And, yeah. and that technically is not a what you would think a drug is. I mean, that's something the doctor gave you for yeah. pain that you had.
No, this opioid is the big thing in this time.
And he's tried all kind of rehabs over the last 15 years. But Wolf Street worked. It brought Christian back into his life. He went to meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. And man, it has changed my life. That when people are dealing with addiction, and I'm sure Darren said this, I wasn't there, it's the people around you that suffer the most.
Yeah.
We can all deal with our own problems.
Yeah, Roger talked about that before, too, with this. That's... You know, you see it more now than you do at the point at the time when you're
yeah.
in the middle of it.
I mean, you just let your people down, and you borrow money, and you do this. Everybody knows what's going on. You think everybody doesn't know what you're doing, but Wolf Street honestly is y'all got to put as much emphasis on that as ever, because you can change your life at any point in time. You just need some help sometimes. Sometimes you just can't do it on your own, and you got to be able to give up some time in your real life to get serious. And that's what they were, you know, after 30 days, you know, what do you, in the past, where does he go? It's like getting out of jail. You know, where do they go after that? Well, they gave him a place to stay, responsibilities, and if he followed that and paid his rent and kept a job and stayed in his meetings, everything was there for him.
Well, you know, Frank has helped a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And sent a lot of people, not, you know, Betty Ford and other things. So they're great organizations like that. And Wolf Street's been around since 1982. Yeah. They've been around 40-plus years. So anyway, it was a great night last night. And congratulations on the hole-in-one. A lot of people are texting in on our text line about Boogie. Boogie Flan committed to the Razorbacks yesterday. I'm your boogeyman.
Oh, I forgot
about Casey and the Sunshine
Band. He's got a
band.
Couple of them with Boogie.
I think he does.
He was the era of the Boogie.
He took advantage of the Boogie. Boogie Fever.
So, DeMarcus Cousins is Boogie Cousins. You know, that's his nickname.
That's right.
Is this his real...
I don't know. I hadn't done enough research, Roger. Do you know?
Oh, look at that. Right. Is what now?
Is that his real, real name, or is that nickname?
I don't know. Probably. It's a good question.
I looked this up yesterday.
Yes.
Sorry.
Hey, Frank.
While you're looking that up.
Oh, come on. Just put his actual name on here.
It's got to be. It can't be his
name. Boogie Fever by the Silvers.
I believe it's John L. It's J-O-N-U-E-L. So maybe John.
That's his real name?
Yeah, I think it's John L. or John Will.
Yeah, Boogie's name. The only one with a name like that is Bumper. That is actually his name.
Did you say Born to Boogie by Hank Jr.?
I did not, but there it is.
That's a good one.
You bet it is.
There's a lot of Boogies out there. Someone says, so it's National Dissertation Day. I must have missed National Dissertation Day. We'll see if Frank did the dissertation at the University of Arkansas. Speaking of, there he is.
Hey, what do you think, Frankie?
What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you? Look, he's dressed out. No, can we? Is Frank on camera, Trey? You have got the Frank Fletcher. He's logoed up, Roger.
He's half-assed out.
My favorite. Let me see the back of the hat. Let me see the back of the hat.
I don't know.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. So the back of your hat. I'd never noticed that. I was sitting behind you at the red and white game. You see what's on the back, Roger?
That's a deal. That's a deal. An old friend of mine made that hat.
Mr. Big.
Oh, gotcha.
Mr. Big. How you doing, bud?
I'm gaining weight.
That's okay.
Made you happy.
No.
Listen, I know you were down buying horses. That was made big news in horse circles a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we had a nice week down there. Bought three colts and one filly for their 2-year-olds in training. And this year I had enough sense to take Bill Mott with me, my trainer, let him look at everything. He looked at a lot of horses and... Sorry. He picked out quite a few horses, and it felt good having I have a professional agent that does that for a living, but Bill Mott, you know, works for those horses every day, so it was good to have him.
Yeah, let's just say, Frank, when you go down there, Frank, everybody knows who Frank is when he walks in the door, because those horses aren't cheap, are they? Very few of them are cheap. So,
well, when you bid, you try to go hide somewhere.
Hey, yeah, the NFL draft was last night, and For you Cowboys,
the NBA
fans,
was last night, as much as you'd like to not admit it. The NBA also happened last night.
I am going to get to that at some point. I was glad Orlando came back and finally won a game last night. They blew out Cleveland 121-83. So obviously rooting for our Arkansas connections with Anthony Black there. We'll mention some of the other games here in a second. But were you happy as a Cowboy fan to see you get an offensive tackle last night?
We sure need one.
Yeah, because you lost your tackle.
Yeah, number 77. You know, he hasn't played over 8 or 9 games for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's probably one of the greatest tackles, you know, in the NFL.
He's a giant of a dude.
And I'm sure nobody got past him when he was in there, but they did not get past him.
Right.
But he was such a tall man, like a giant. And I'm sure he'll play again, but he's got a bad back, and he just can't play the whole season.
I was looking at, speaking of Georgia, number the 18th pick that went to Cincinnati, a guy named Mamarius Mims. Offensive tackle, 6'8", 340. And I was thinking Sam Pittman while I was seeing him get drafted. I was thinking Sam Pittman was thinking, that's what I used to coach at Georgia. But I ain't getting that at Arkansas right now. It's been, I was interested. I didn't think, you know, the SEC didn't have as many. It didn't seem as many players in the first 10. I think there were only 3. You got Daniels from LSU, Malik Nabers, who I think is a great receiver from LSU, and a guy named J.C. Latham, Alabama tackle. I think in the top 10 there were only 3. So it was not a really big, you know. You had the kid from Georgia, the tight end Brock Bowers, and a few others, but it
was. Where did he go to?
He went to
Vegas.
Las Vegas. Went to Vegas. Yeah. So.
And they thought he was going to go to somewhere else. I forgot.
I don't think there were a lot of surprises other than Atlanta getting a quarterback after they had just.
I think people thought Bo Nix would go in the first round. I don't think they thought he'd go at 12. Yeah. No,
I didn't. Did not see that coming. McCarthy goes to Minnesota. They're excited about him. So you know, again, I think it looked like a quarterback for KC. Oh my gosh, just went blank.
Oh my god,
great. Oh my gosh, look at
number
you.
15.
Did you think of that? What are you thinking of? What team?
Kansas City.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. He looked at it and went blank.
I saw Rebecca's license.
They actually signed a receiver. You know, they haven't always given him the best help. You know, I was down in Dallas the other day, Frank. We were doing our Cliff Harris Awards, and they were actually Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones were all in their war room with their entire staff. This was last week. So people think, you know, and you always wonder if you watched the war rooms last night, they're hugging. Like, you know, you've been working on this thing for, what's the big deal? But they put a lot of time and effort in this and money into researching, and so when they finally get to the guy they want, they celebrate it. I don't know if you've ever.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
I've never been in one, but I've watched it, and it's the foundation of the team.
It is. So. And Dallas has had a pretty good draft. They haven't been able to translate it into. Get to the final level. Also, what we mentioned, we'll come back. More good news for Calipari. Signs another 5-star kid. So that thing's rocking. Have you had a chance to meet him yet?
No, I haven't. But I'm reading all the information.
I can't wait for him to meet you.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to get 13 players.
He's on his way. Listen, they are doing deals here at Fletcher Dodge. We'll hear about those when we come back. Also today, I can't wait to hear this one. Today is National Remember Your First Kiss Day. We've never asked Frank Fletcher about his first kiss, so don't tell me now, but a little bit later in the show, we're going to find that out. I'm sure there's a story there. Roger, what boogie song is this that we're going to break with? Is this Boogie Night?
Boogie Night.
That's it. Who's it by?
Oh, man.
H.W.
H.W.? We should know this one.
H.W.?
What is it,
H.W.
Josh?
Heat Wave.
Heat Wave. All right. I'm out. 6:48 here on the Morning Mayhem. Get that groove. Let it take you higher. Make it move. Set this place on fire. Dance with the boogie. Hey, it's David Bowser for our great friends over at Oaklawn. It's hard to believe, but there are only 2 weekends left of live horse racing. It all wraps up on May 5th, so call or get online now at oaklawn.com to make your plans and reservations. There's so much to do in 24 or 48 hours at Oaklawn. Elite horse racing, fun in the casino, awesome restaurants, spectacular hotel, world-class spa, and national music acts and comedians at the event center. All this in one terrific location, Oaklawn. They've been providing entertainment and fun since 1905. And don't forget, you can have fun away from Oaklawn with
with their Oakland Sports app. Sign up now as a new customer and you can earn up to $1,000 in bonus bets. You've got a lot to choose from with college baseball, Major League Baseball, NBA, golf, NASCAR, UFC, the Summer Olympics, and even more sports. Download the app today to get started. It's easier than ever with new funding options like Apple Pay or Venmo. And make sure and go to Oakland.com to check out the latest acts that are coming to Oakland. Call or get online now at Oakland.com to make your plans and reservations. It's America's only racing casino resort. It's Oakland.
This is Pat Bradley. If you bench by injury, get the state's leading orthopedics and sports medicine specialist on your team. UAMS Health offers surgical and non-surgical care of muscle and joint pain and injuries for all ages. Our treatment plans include expert rehabilitation services to improve mobility and get you back on the court. With clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine also provides team coverage for colleges and high schools. Learn more at UAMSHealth.com.
Hey folks, Trey Johnson here with HJ Trailer Sales in Hot Springs. Spring is coming and everyone is getting ready to get outside. So if you need your trailer serviced or repaired, let us help you out, or you may be needing a trailer to get your golf cart to the golf course, or you need a trailer for work, or if you just need to buy a new trailer for recreational use. Let us help you at HJ Trailer Sales with one of the best service departments in the state. Visit us in Hot Springs or check us out on Facebook or at hjtrailersales.com.
Save on FN pistols with the Spring Into Savings Cash Rebate Program at Max Prairie Wings in Stuttgart. With a purchase of any new FNX 45 tactical pistol, you can claim a $150 rebate. Or purchase select new FN 509 tactical or Edge Series models and claim $125 in rebates. You can even purchase select FN 509 standard or MRD models to claim $100 in rebates. But hurry before time runs out. So make the short drive to Stuttgart today and visit Max Prairie Wings or click online at maxpw.com.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers, working hard once again, making sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, I mean, of course, I'm watching Bradley Owens mow it for me. Bradley, tell the good folks hello.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Stop right there, Bradley. I don't want you to stop what you're doing. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Bradley, tell them where they can go to get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well, you go.
That's enough, my friend. I'll finish it for you at MPE in Sheridan or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm the man they call Craig O'Neill. I'm 73 years old, been in broadcasting over 54 years, and I thought I'd seen everything until I visited Genesis of Conway. This is the newest luxury automotive dealer in Central Arkansas. And when they put me in their GV70, I swear I heard angels. Maybe that's why they have wings on the Genesis logo. Go see them or check them out online. GenesisofConway.com. The future of luxury today.
If we don't get any leads in this case soon, the chief will have our badges. Any ideas?
The pieces don't add up.
Yeah, we know.
I suspect foul play, and we need answers.
That's why we're here.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Are you just quoting cop shows?
Okay, so I'm not a detective. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Want the latest information on bass tournaments and the best fishing spots in the state? Then listen to Fishing Arkansas Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by Shelter Insurance Agent Jamie Marsh, Stanley Hardware, Fletcher Auto Group, Axles Plus, and Cooper's Nursery in Cabot. Fishing Arkansas Sunday mornings on 103.7 The Buzz.
Did Josh miss another curse word in a movie clip? Let us know at 501-661-1037. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios. Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh my gosh.
Frank has no idea what this is.
Why did I take this job?
Frank, that is Roger and Craig O'Neill doing the Razorback fight song. In cat voice.
In cat voice, yeah.
I thought it was Kentucky.
No, it is not. Hey, speaking of the Razorbacks, this is an amazing stat, Frank. Tonight, the Razorbacks will be taking on Florida. They have won 25 consecutive games in Baum, which is a record. They've swept each of their first three SEC home weekend series. Hadn't lost a weekend. Hadn't lost one game in an SEC series. They've won eight straight home weekend series since last season, and 20 of their last 21 SEC home weekend series since 2019. I mean, it's amazing what those guys are doing. They got the Florida Gators, who got some good players. Arkansas is a better team. The ladies have to go down to LSU and play. LSU's number 7. Razorbacks have been hot since they lost that series against Mississippi State at home, and they got the work cut out for them tonight against LSU number 7 in the nation. But anyway, again, you've got a lot of good action going on this weekend. You got the draft going on, which will continue. And you guys are doing deals here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know, one of the deals is every Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram store pays the same amount for their vehicles. We all pay the same amount. And then it comes down to the dealer for the discounts. And let me tell you, we got them. I got an extra 10 Chargers and 10 Grand Cherokees right now that I can give you a fantastic deal on. So not only do I have big discounts from the factory, we're gonna do another $4,000 off on these vehicles. That's your sales tax. That's almost $100 a month in payment. That's more for your trade to get you out of being upside down. And
that's around till Tuesday.
And if you just need a nice gas saver to, and you need a new car because you just don't feel comfortable buying a used one, because once you buy an extended warranty, sometimes your payment can get up there. We got these Jeep Compasses that are extremely nice. Got every safety feature in the world. They're all wheel drive, and today I can get you, if you got the credit, I can get you to $399 a month. But no gimmicks, no nothing. Just come in, get you a brand new vehicle under $400 a month.
And too, Frank, you guys, you know, like, you take good care of my mother. If you don't have what you're looking for here, you can find it in a vehicle somewhere else.
Well, there's not anything that's going to hold us back. You know, if we have that brand, or if you're looking for a used car, we'll do whatever we can to find it for you. And the nice thing about it is we run ours through this shop, and we do a full upkeep on them. And if for some reason there's a lot of things wrong with it, we don't pass that on, and we don't just patch it together. We send it to the auction. And we don't buy any of our used cars from the auction, because nobody's sending nice cars to the auction. So,
Chris, let me explain to the public. Let me tell you how we have some extra money. It's kind of a complicated deal. So they gave us an opportunity to do something we have not done before. But it's a program where we had to put, or we could, we didn't have to, we had to choose whether we wanted to. We put a certain number of Chargers and Challengers and other cars into a loaner program, and we had to loan those out to people that were in here for service, and, you know, that they needed a car to drive, and we had to put 500 miles on these particular group of cars, and we also had to have them in loaner service for 30 days. Those were the two requirements. If they had 488 miles, we couldn't do it. But by people just driving them, hopefully put a few miles each person. So it took about a month to get it done. So now we've got these cars popping out of this group, and now we've got thousands of dollars more. But they are brand new cars, have the same warranty as a brand new car, but they have 500 or 550 miles on them. And it's the sweetest deal that we've ever had. And I wanted to take a moment to explain it instead of just saying we got so-and-so off.
Yes.
You know, it was something we had to really work to do. But this is what I call a once-in-a-lifetime special opportunity. So we got Chargers and we got Challengers.
And we have Grand Cherokees.
We have Grand Cherokees.
And Durangos.
So, I mean, these are, you know, if you want your sales tax paid or you need to give you $4,000 more than your used car is worth, this is the day for you to come out here.
There you go. You heard it. Also coming up next, Bo Madden. Hey, hit it.
Breaking news, information, big name guests, entertainment, and sports. It's all right here on 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's the end of the month, and we need to sell 23 more new vehicles before Tuesday night. Frank has told us to take any reasonable offer and pay over book value for trades. Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on all new Rams, up to $11,000 off.